For each person living with myasthenia gravis, or MG, their journey with this rare condition is unique. That's why Untold Stories, Life with Myasthenia Gravis, a new podcast from iHeartRadio in partnership with Argenix, is exploring the extraordinary challenges and personal triumphs of underserved communities living with MG. Host Martine Hackett will share these powerful perspectives from real people with MG so their experiences can help inspire the MG community and educate others about this rare condition. Listen to find strength in community on the MG journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have a dad in your life you'd like to treat this Father's Day? How about a new grad whose hard work has earned them an entertainment upgrade? We've got just the thing. For a limited time, you can save up to $200 on a 75-inch Quantum Color Vizio Smart TV. Whether it's movies, shows, or gaming you're into, they'll love the intense color, unmatched brightness, and incredible clarity on this big-screen TV. They can even stream their favorite podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, built right in. But hurry, this deal is hot, so head on over to Amazon.com today.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I live way out in the country. I drive everywhere. And you know what scares me? That feeling of finding myself stuck on the side of the road. But now, all of us can avoid that pain by getting our vehicle the part it needs before that breakdown oh-no moment. With eBay Guaranteed Fit and over 122 million parts and accessories, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. For the parts and accessories that fit your vehicle, just look for the green check. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. And you can check out our podcast by subscribing on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Up next, a story from our Faith in Action series, where we share with you the stories of people of faith living it out in the public square. Today's story comes to us from the little town of Noel, Missouri, where there's a church that has an unexpected amount of immigrants attending. Here's Pastor Josh Manning and his wife, Lauren, with the story.
My name is Josh Manning. And Lauren, you want to dive in?
Okay, so yeah, Josh and I have been married nearly 20 years.
So we're coming along. I did 20 years at Walmart. I was an assistant manager, and so you work crazy hours. I mean, you know, 15 days in a row at times. I remember doing that. 12-hour shifts, a lot of those kind of things.
He was at Walmart constantly. We lived an hour away from the Walmart in which he worked.
And so for a lot of years there, we were, you know, that's all we were doing. Mm-hmm. Is I was bringing home a paycheck and Lauren was at home. And was never quite fulfilled. I just never had this feeling that we were doing what God had called us to do.
Mm-hmm. He always said, God has something for us. God's going to do something with us. And I thought, what does that mean? We have little kids. We had twins, and 2 years later, I had another baby. So we had three kids under three. I was 28, trying to homeschool three kids as they grew, and Josh not being around and trying to be in church and do the right things. It was a difficult season. We decided God decided that it was time for us to do something and follow the Great Commission. And so at the time, our pastor was, I would consider, a Great Commission preacher. He was about sending, he was about missions, and I had never really, truly heard a pastor that was so clear and direct. I don't know, it clicked with us. Mm-hmm. I think it clicked around the same time, when you agree, Josh?
Absolutely.
It was like, whoa, we were watching him, his preaching, we were watching a young family from our church sell everything they owned and move to Peru in the jungles.
And they had set up little churches down the Amazon River, and he'd ride this little boat down the Amazon River and disciple the pastors there. And this was a family our age. Mm-hmm. It just blew us away. And when we had gotten to that church, that family had just left. So we didn't even see them. And didn't know them but knew their story because the whole church was talking about it. And that was hugely impactful. The other thing was Lauren made me go to see David Platt speak, and I didn't know anything about this guy. But he was talking about the concept of just going. That is the concept of the gospel, is you hear the truth and then you go and tell the truth. I mean, that's the basic premise. And so it impacted us greatly. And so those two, and then our faithful teaching of a very good pastor, those three just really just pushed us in that position. We didn't know where we were going to go, but we knew that we were going to share the gospel, whatever means that we had, we were going to do so as boldly and loudly as what we could possibly do. And we found out there was a church in Knoll, Missouri, that the pastor had left, thrown up his hands in disgust and ran screaming, as many other pastors had there, to be blunt. What the main industry is in the entire county and in that town is the poultry industry. And so what happened was, is of course you had these farmers, small-time farmers that can have the chicken houses, but to have workers in a very rural county to be able to work the plants, there isn't any. And so probably about 25 years ago, 30 years ago in that ballpark, Hispanic population started to move in. And then relatively more recent times, we started to get refugees from all over the world. Knoll has an extremely diverse population. There's 30 nations of birth in a town of 2,000 people. There's 10 languages that, in my estimation, are large enough to have a church functioning. And so you have a large number of these refugee population, limited English skills. And so it's a very challenging place to present the gospel, but in some ways it's served up for you in a silver platter because you know where to go to catch these people. You know what I'm saying? So I became pastor of a church that had two primary languages, English speaking, of course, and Ska Karen.
They come from Myanmar. It was also called Burma. You may have heard that. They've been in civil war for, it's like the longest running civil war ever.
Yeah, it's like since World War II.
Yeah, they've been in civil war. When we found out they were from Burma, we referred to them as the Burmese people. And that is not something you should do because the Burmese government attacks these little, Josh can
these explain
this better.
These little ethnic tribes, yeah.
Yeah, come in and attack them. So their own country will fight against them. So they are very proud to be Karen, and they have a Buddhist background. They have a Christian heritage, so there's kind of a hodgepodge of religions within the Karen people, but they come to our church, groups of them come faithfully, and we get to preach the gospel and share Jesus with them. And so not all of the adults necessarily know English in our church, so we have a translator, and he's not necessarily a Christian, he's not necessarily a Buddhist either, he's kind of a mix of different religions, but we use the kids and as translators for the parents, so we can get to know the parents through the kids. And
God's blessed this beyond our wildest dreams. Now it's 4 years later. There are 5 independent services operating in our building. We have service, you know, all day long from 10 in the morning till 9 at night, frequently on Sunday, in 5 separate languages, and attempting to start services in other languages as well. And we still have no idea what we're doing, but God continues to bless it despite our idiocy.
And you've been listening to Josh and Lauren Manning heeding the call and following their heart and following their God and doing essentially a turnaround. When we come back, more of this remarkable story here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Getting help for my anxiety made me feel like myself again, but we have all sorts of reasons for putting off taking care of ourselves.
I thought I could just keep pushing through my depression symptoms.
Let's push through dinner with the in-laws, not life.
I don't want medication to change who I am.
Understood. But what if it helps you feel like yourself again?
I hoped my depression would just go away after a while.
Same. But for me, it was kind of like wishing away my taxes.
I've thought about trying medication for my anxiety before, but I don't know where to start.
I've got you. Through Hers, you can get a prescription 100% online if a medical professional determines it's right for you. And through the Hers app, you can message them at any time. There shouldn't be a stigma about taking medication for anxiety.
Start your free assessment today at forhers.com/care. That's forhers.com/CARE. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Controlled substances like Adderall are not available through the Hers platform.
Have a dad in your life you'd like to treat this Father's Day? How about a new grad whose hard work has earned them an entertainment upgrade? We've got just the thing. For a limited time, you can save up to $200 on a 75-inch Quantum Color Vizio Smart TV. Whether it's movies, shows, or gaming you're into, they'll love the intense color, unmatched brightness, and incredible clarity on this big-screen TV. They can even stream their favorite podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, built right in. But hurry, this deal is hot, so head on over to Amazon.com today.
This Black Music Month, AT&T Dream in Black is proud to celebrate the music that changed the world. Picture this. It's the 1970s. A new sound is emerging from the streets of New York. Hip-hop. A fusion of rhythm, rhyme, and soul has taken the world by storm. And over the next 50 years, it will inspire generations of musicians to push the boundaries of sound and style. But this music didn't spread on its own. It took the power of connection to bring hip-hop to the masses. From the boombox to the internet, technology supported the rise of hip-hop and transformed the music industry. And now, with the world more connected than ever, Black artists are continuing to take music to new heights. AT&T Dream in Black celebrates many of these artists as Black future makers. Head over to AT&T.com/Dream in Black to connect with some of the innovators, artists, and dreamers who are moving the culture forward. Connecting changes everything. No purchase necessary.
And we return to Our American Stories and Pastor Josh Manning and his wife Lauren's story of operating a church in the small town of Knoll, Missouri, where many immigrants call home and call his church home. In fact, Josh has 5 different services in 5 different languages at his church, using interpreters to spread the gospel in the process. But why did these immigrants, especially the Karen people from Myanmar, start attending Knoll Community Baptist Church? Let's continue with the story.
So we don't have a whole lot of prior information, but one little segment we do know is that a gentleman that we just love and such a gracious man named Mike Brown, he saw the refugees coming into the town. He saw the changing demographics. He saw the potential, and he saw, you know what, the nations are coming to us. Let's reach out to the nations. Let's not sit here in fear and get to know them. And so he went to, I think he just randomly went to the Karen housing, if I understand right.
They were all sleeping on the ground. They had no furniture.
So Mike talked to the people at the church at that time and said, let's buy mattresses for every Karen family. And so the church did. And they made a relationship with them. And they started going fishing together. They started hanging out. And little by little, they started populating the church. And then before long, a translator was needed because the sermon became bilingual. And so our translator, Yemenu, stepped up and became the translator. He's also the liaison at Tyson for the Karen people. So he translates for a living. He's excellent, excellent at it.
And Mineso, the father of my translator, Yemenu, this guy is just the American dream on steroids. So Mineso gets captured by the Burmese army. Him and 6 other men, 7 men total. And he was given the job of walking in front of the army to set off landmines. And so he's captured. Yemenu is just a baby, if I understand right, at that point. So he's away from home. He's a long ways away. After about a year, there's only him and one other guy left. they were in a tiger pit at night, and they overheard that they were going to get executed the next morning. So Mineso gets out of the tiger pit, runs through the jungle, comes back to the family. They're reunited, and they're out of there. So it takes quite a bit of time through very, very rugged terrain till they arrive in a refugee camp in Thailand. Mm-hmm. Once they're there, you basically have a 500-acre area, or however large it is, kind of fenced off. Amen described it as, on your third offense leaving this area, you were shot on sight. It was illegal to learn the local language. You had limited opportunity, limited educational opportunities, limited everything. You were just there gathering dust in a handmade hut. At any rate, over time, they get to the opportunity to come to the United States, and they do so. So this guy came to the United States in Old Missouri, Midwest, relatively poor place itself. You got really just one main road going through town. Half the businesses are shuttered. We're losing our bank. We just had to go pick up the safe deposit box from the for the church. Yeah, because the bank is even leaving town. And what he has done, this family is extraordinary. His kids are going to college. They have aspirations of being doctors and lawyers and all those kinds of things. And they are smart enough. They're going to accomplish it. He purchased a house. He's going to pay it off in 3 years after purchase. Put significant bulk down in cash because he saved up enough money to do it. Now they have trucks and cars, and they become U.S. citizens. And they do all these kind of things that you wouldn't hope in your wildest dreams that someone would do coming to the United States. It's just a condition where the gospel is in action, and every Sunday he's going to bring his family to church. Now he's a guy that's probably my age or older. Learning the English language is going to be a challenge. And so there's five in which it's preached in every Sunday. He has Spanish, English, Chuuk, Marshall Islands, and Karen. But there are going to be, just like in my service, you're going to have a one person who speaks a different dialect of Karen that's not preached in. I think 9 nations of birth is my record for our service, and we're talking like 60 people, and it's a challenge, just because even if you can communicate, even through a child to an adult and back and forth, you miss enough nuances that some of this stuff ends up being confusion. I don't know.
That's the perfect word.
You have very different views on how time works. And so my job is kind of like be the central hub, and make sure there's not like 2 services trying to do the same different things in the same spot at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Being flexible.
You just have to be insanely flexible and very comfortable with not knowing what you're doing next week. These cultures, honestly, I swear they decide 5 minutes before they're doing it, and they organize 100 people meet in the church building. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what to expect. And
I was thinking of Gospel Day. So we had just been introduced to the Marshall Islands folks. So we didn't know this group very well, and they'd been there a few weeks. And it was late evening, 6, 7, 8, 9. Anyway, we look out, and I think Claire, our daughter, was the first to say, "Mom, there is a 6-foot boat, sailboat?"
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a sailing ship.
It was a sailing ship replica being pushed into the gym.
We're talking like Christopher Columbus would have ridden that kind of wooden sailing boat.
Yes, a replica.
And they got it inside the gym, and they pushed it in, and we were looking at Facebook Live.
It's like, what have we allowed?
And we're looking at members of the church, and they're all like dancing around this wooden boat. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what is happening? And this is like 10, 11 at night.
Yeah, it was late.
It was early. Late. And the neighbors, I think, oh my goodness, these neighbors are going to shoot us. What is happening? The music is so loud. Didn't know what in tarnation was happening. Turns out it's called Gospel Day. And what they do is they celebrate when the missionaries first came to their island. And how they do that is they bring a replica of the wooden sailing ship that came to their island. They fill it full of food and toiletries and stuff like that for the needy in their community to pass out. and they dance and sing, and it's the most beautiful gospel-centric, wonderful thing ever. But what it looks like is, if you're the pastor of the church in the parsonage, is you got 100+ people dancing around the gym playing music really, really loud at, you know, up till midnight, you know, and on a school night. You know what I'm saying? You know what makes you got school the next morning. And so that's the type of life where you have to be very, 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 very flexible.
Very. Yes. One more very.
Yes. Biggest thing I've learned is I'm never going back to how I worshiped God before. I'm not. Being a follower of Christ means that it permeates every aspect of how you live your life as you prepare for the next. The only reason that at the moment of salvation you're not whisked away to heaven at that moment is because we have a job to do, and that's to teach others about Christ. And we should be busying about with that responsibility. And this dynamic of what we have just here in our backyard is one of the most enjoyable things I've ever done in my life. Just the absolute honor to be able to preach Christ in this environment is something I've never had before. And I'm not going back to worshiping God where I sit on a pew at this time on Sunday, and then at the minute that this clock strikes noon, I'm out of there going to the restaurant and I've done my duty for the week. That's not going to be the way we're going to live our life. It doesn't mean that I'll be pastor of this church till the day I die. I may very well be that. But whatever we do, we're going to follow Christ in every aspect that we can do.
And a great job by Monty Montgomery on the production. By the way, I love the line that Josh said, "The nations are coming to us. Let's not live in fear. Let's get to know and serve these people." Our Faith in Action story, so many great stories in this great country of people of all faiths serving their God here on Our American Stories.
Week after week, Xfinity Flex unlocks access to premium networks and apps, so you can try fresh entertainment for free each and every week. Catch the season premiere of Outlander from Starz. Journey through the sounds of Black Music Month with picks from Lifetime Movie Club and Revolt. Celebrate Pride Month with stories from Out TV and Hear TV. Then kick back with nature scenes from Music Choice Relax. And jam all June with iHeartRadio's Songs of the Summer Radio. Discover new shows and movies for free, no strings attached. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's the season to celebrate our dads and grads. And what's better than the gift of incredible sound? Right now, you can score a Vizio M-Series Elevate soundbar for a whopping $300 off. With revolutionary adaptive height speakers that intelligently rotate for better sound, plus Dolby Atmos technology, the Vizio M-Series Elevate delivers lifelike, immersive sound. So whether it's for dad to stream his favorite iHeartRadio playlists or your new grad to take their gaming to a whole new level, you won't want to miss this deal. Go to Amazon.com and get yours before they're gone.
In Denver, a girl's getaway to the city comes with a side of Rocky Mountains. Shopping in Cherry Creek turns into delicious Larimer Square eats. Sunny days in Watch Park lead to sizzling nights in River North. And a concert at Red Rocks means dancing with a view. When you're planning your girls' trip, come to the intersection of life and however you like living it. Denver, always welcome. Plan your getaway at visitdenver.com/summer. Sponsored by Visit Denver.